Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that. Money isn't real, George. Doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
All right, here we go. December 16th. A little late. We're at 9:30 instead of 9 o'clock. I didn't realize my son's basketball was going 2-9. They switched the time on me at the practice. So I apologize for that. But what does there say? You know, kids come first always. You know. Although I do got to say, they need all the practice they could get. Good grief, Charlie Brown. It's like the Bad News Bears on the hardwood. All right, here we go. Mid-December. A couple weeks left in 2015. Bowl season is here. With the playoffs, we got, what, like 44-something bowls coming at us? Monster couple weeks ahead. They roll out on Saturday. Let me tell you, talk about a great three-day weekend of football. Actually, it's like a four-day. We got NFL tomorrow night, Bulls Saturday, Jets-Cowboys NFL Saturday night, your Sunday full slate, Monday night football, Bulls during the day. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, I keep trying to find on YouTube if someone could find it. Remember the old ESPN? It was for bowl weekend. It was it's the most wonderful time of the year. And they ran down like a bunch of bowls. It's like, we got Sun Bowls and whatever bowls and Beef O'Brady Bowls. It was a little song, but it was to the most wonderful time of the year. It was great. I don't know. I try to find it. Can't find it on YouTube. But if you find it, throw it to my Twitter at Sean Higgs. I want that posted. Disclosure alert. 8 o'clock action. I got a best bet going on Loyola Chicago. They were favored by 8. I got them an 8. And last I saw, they were up 2. About 15 minutes ago in the second half. And 9 o'clock action, we dogged up a little revenge game, New Mexico State. They just played about a month ago. And here they are back playing New Mexico. So those are my two selections. And I'll tell you, been on a little bit of a losing streak of late. NFL's under 500. I just can't catch a break with my dogs. Always the truth, though, with myself. And, of course, with the new Sean Higgs Wins page, click on over to the leaderboard. Listen, even with a bad couple days, I'm still number one overall in the money. I got Chip Trimbus chasing me down. He's $600 behind me. Frank Jordan's 1,400 back. Mike Anthony, 2,000 back. Brian Hay, Doc Sports, Kyle Hunter, Joe Cavazzi, and Tony K rounding out who's profitable for 2015. Individual sports-wise, we're going to start right in hockey. I'm number one in hockey, hands down. One other guy, Jim Feist, got about as many games as me, but I'm showing a 22-12 profit. He's showing 157. College hoop wise, I'm number one there. Again, no one's even close. I guess more people are concentrating on other sports right now. I have the lead there by basically $700 over Brian Hay, 1239 to 495. NBA-wise, Chip Trimbus is your lead dog, almost triple Chase Diamond. He's at just about 1,700, 1,698. Chase Diamond, 628. Tony Stoffel at 613. And then you got about a half dozen other guys all in profit with smaller amounts of plays. NFL-wise, Frank Jordan number one with a dollar lead over Anthony Acosta. Acosta a little more selective, less play, 66%. Followed by Tony Corleone, Matt Fargo, Tony George, Joe Gavazzi hitting 64%. Chip Trimbus, Chase Diamond, Brian Hay, all in the money there. And college football, Tony K, top dog himself, 64% winners. $700 lead on Matt Fargo, then Anthony Acosta, Doc, Jimmy Boyd, Rob Vincelini. Listen, a couple guys in both sports, that's who you want to get down with. Guys in good in college and NFL football, do it. Listen, you know on my site, Sean Higgs Wins, promo code TAKE25 gets 25% off any package. What are you waiting for? All right, we're going to jump. We already did the leaderboards. We'll move off that. Real fast, though, I see premium picks already up. I see Las Vegas Bowl, New Orleans Bowl, NFL action for Thursday night, NBA for Thursday night, plenty of bowl stuff up. Jim Feist got a bunch of college and NFL football up already. Tony George, a triple header in football, including his college football game of the year for just $28. Again, use that promo code. I do have a top 10 star up on Saturday. Jeff Hockman's got a big 10-star bowl game in a month up. Don't want to miss out on that. Doc, I see he's got Boca Raton Bowl, Famous Idaho Potato Bowl up, College Bowl early line value up, plenty of plays up. So that's it for the webpage there. And free picks I see for the weekend and college football already, NFL and college. You know where to find it, all right? So help out your bankrolls and check out the free pick page here. All right, we're going to jump into the bowls. Actually, before we get into the bowls real fast, Bo Ryan stepping down, middle of the season. Now, I know over the summer it was a little bit he wanted to have his guy take over as assistant coach. Basically, Barry Alvarez is like, we're not having that. So now midseason, not even midseason, we're only a month in, he steps down, lets his boy take over. Good spot, though. You got finals, quiet time on campus, sporadic games. Perfect for a new coach to come in and get his flow going. So I like the move. It's like a bye week move in the NFL when they fire the coach after the game on Sunday. Monday, to bring in a new interim coach. He's got the bye week. He's got time to prepare. It's a good move for Wisconsin, especially for the players. New coaches in there that they're familiar with. So I expect to see a little added value with Whiskey, I think, now. And I think they're 7-5. I look for them to play a little bit better now. Maybe that was lingering. Maybe they knew that was coming. All right. Listen, if you want to call in and talk bowls, 646-564-9941. And let me just pop this puppy out on Twitter in case you're looking there. And then we can jump right to it. So, in 1969... Eight bowl games I saw. Sun Bowl, Gator, Peach, Blue Bonnet, Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl. Now, what do we got, like 40-something bowls? What are we doing? Well, what's going on, really? 3, 5, and 7 teams. 12-6-6 teams. Ugliness is quite frightening, perfectly honest with you. I mean, really? 3, 5, and 7 teams? I'll start Saturday morning, afternoon, 2 p.m., I should say. Gilden, New Mexico Bowl. Arizona facing New Mexico. Home game for New Mexico. Catch them at double digits here. Started at 10.5, went down 9.5. Everybody obviously on the Pac-12 Arizona team. But I got to say to myself here, Arizona was 3-6 in the Pac-12. 1-4 down the stretch. Got Rich Rod flirting with South Carolina before coming back to the desert. Where's the motivation here? To go to New Mexico? And on the flip side, you got New Mexico, big home dog. You tell me these guys aren't pumped. First bowl game for Bob Davies. He was 0-3 in his bowls with Notre Dame. His first couple years here, 4 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins. they go bowling because closing out three huge upset wins. 20-point dog, 20.5-point dog, Utah State, outright winner. 31-point Boise State, outright winner. And 11 points to Air Force. I had Air Force that game. I figured here New Mexico rolled up two huge, 51.5-point dogs combined upset winners. And I had Air Force to that as an 11-point dog. So here they are, coming in with a full head of steam. Pumped up. This is one of those scenarios. You know, motivation matters. You know? Like I said, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't see it. I don't see it for Arizona. And I'm going to lean Lobos. Bowl game number two tonight. The Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl. NCAA, they sure know what they're doing, sending a bunch of Mormons to Vegas. You sure ain't going to send Miami U and USC out here. They'll be painting the town red. So we got BYU Utah. 3:30 p.m. Ranked Utah, lane 3. Totals of 54. These seats sold out in less than 24 hours. Both teams. Not a terribly long trip for either of the fan bases. So, obviously, you're going to get a good crowd here. Now, Bronco Mendenhall's last game, sitting at 99 wins, elusive 100. That's a knockoff rival here in Utah. He's heading out with his staff to the ACC. I was going to say, I was leaning BYU here and looking at the consensus, it's all over Utah. I do want to take BYU. Simply because it's, you know, last game, win one for the Gipper. And also you got Utah. These guys ranked what? Number 3, 4 in the polls at one point. Then they go and lose 2 out of 3. Is this a real bowl they really want to be in after being ranked that high? The coach might be a little annoyed at this. I mean, these guys have the second-best conference record in the Pac-12. And yet they're like in this low bowl. It's like the sixth-seeded team out of the Pac-12, even though they had the second-best conference record. I'm going to lean under the 54. That's going to be my selection. I don't think we'll see a flashy affair here. I think we'll see some defense. And, again, BYU, your sentimental pick, the coach last game, and it could be motivation, could be a factor for Utah. I want to say that, but again, you're playing a rival. I really don't think that would be much of a factor. So I will lean under the 54 here. Saturday at 5:30, the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. Ohio and Appalachian State. Frank Solich leading his boys here. 6 bowl in 7 years. And then on the other side of the ledger, Appy State, touchdown fave, open to 9.5. First bowl since joining the FBS and the Sun Belt. No strangers to playoff football, if that's what you want to call bowls, as these guys won 3 national championships and were in the playoffs a bunch of times for the FCS. But you look at the 2-point line move. Not sure what the value is off of. Ohio now getting a touchdown. Total is just 54. I'm going to lean on the over here. Should be a fun game to watch. Mac and Sunbelt. I'm going over the total here on the podcast. At 7 o'clock, San Jose State and Georgia State, your Auto Nation Cure Bowl. Now, you got 5-7 San Jose State, 6-6 Georgia State in Florida. Where, I mean, the Auto Nation Cure Bowl, inaugural bowl, first bowl here. The line opened to 5, down to 2.5 at some spots. San Jose trekking, what are we, 4,000-something miles across the country to face Georgia State, who won their last 4 games to get all bowl eligible, all by double digits. 7-0 ATS last 7. First ever bowl game. You don't think these guys are really excited? I mean, on a side note, this is going to be the first of 3 bowls played here at the Orlando Citrus Bowl. 3 bowls! 3! Listen. Georgia State, all the way at 7 p.m. That's where we're at. Your final game for Saturday, Arkansas State, Louisiana Tech, RL Carriers, New Orleans Bowl. Short trip, 230-something miles for LT. Nothing new for them being here. I do like this team. Far transfer, Driscoll quarterback, pretty solid. 24 TDs this year. On the flip side of that, you got Arkansas State. Freddie Knighton. These guys can put points on the board. 48 of them, 6 of the last 8 games. 5 straight bowls for this crew. First time out of the GoDaddy. 4 straight years GoDaddy, 2-2 straight up ATS. Again, not terrible. 400 miles away, so immediately you're thinking a lot of Tech to play. It's like a home game for them. You know, they seem to be hanging around Louisiana a lot. I just want to know how they're going to respond playing here. Ho-hum, we play in the Superdome. They got ambushed by Southern Miss their last time out, 58-24 at home. I'm like an Arkansas State here. I'm leaning Red Wolves. I'm leaning over. I think we're going to see some points. 67? Oh, man. Somebody, who's ever winning, is putting up 45. And I know they're not holding any other team to less than 30. We know that. We know that. Over, a little heavier than the side. But that's where we are on Saturday night. My Loyola Chicago not looking good. They're up 1 with 6 minutes to go. Thanks, guys. Monday afternoon, 2:30, afternoon delight, Miami Beach Bowl, Western Kentucky, South Florida. Should be a fun game. Should be a fun game for sure. Western Kentucky, listen, these guys put some points on the board. Averaging 49.5 points in their last 5. Not too bad. South Florida, not too shabby themselves, 153 points their last 3 games. Hilltoppers undefeated in Conference USA action. 11-2 overall. You got the whole Willie Taggart head coach connections from South Florida. He was a quarterback over there, assistant coach. He was a head coach in for the Hilltoppers for 3 years. Now, Western Kentucky 2.5, total sitting at 65. I made a little money with South Florida towards the end of the year. I was leaning over here, but part of me wants to take South Florida here as we talk about it on the show. I think they got a little better defense. But we'll see some points. This Western Kentucky team could score. So let's sprinkle a little parlay action over in South Florida. Tuesday, famous Idaho Potato Bowl. What do you know? Another 6-6 team showing up. Utah State and Akron. Akron's first bowl in 10 years. Utah State, no stranger to the blue turf. Third time here, bowling. Line open at 7, down to 6.5. The totals dropped a point and a half to 47.5. Easy for me to call this one. Akron and the under. Tuesday night, the Marmot Boca Raton Bowl. Toledo versus ranked Temple team. Everybody's all over Temple. The line moved from a pick to a 1.5. This is a fun little game. Temple, I don't know what they got left. They, you know, couldn't close out. I had them in their championship game versus Houston. I thought they'd be good there. They couldn't close out the AAC. Play tough at the loss of Notre Dame. Obviously, the loss in the title game to Houston. What are we getting out of Toledo here? Head coach leaves and Iowa State. Their offense coordinator takes over. Not sure we'll miss much on offense. They're a balanced group. 35 points a game. Over 200 yards a game rushing. The Owl defense, listen, they're for real. Temple defense is pretty solid. Not sure that Toledo, listen, they went in I'm just trying to look at who they played defensively. That'd be a match to this team. I'm really not seeing it. I really want to play Toledo here. Maybe a small play. Just because I don't like the coaching. Coaches leave, it's... I'm a big fan of that. So maybe Toledo small. In Boca. Final two bowl games to discuss. Boise State, Northern Illinois, San Diego, County Credit Union, Poinsettia Bowl. One of the longer name bowls out there. Not much really to say here. I faded Northern Illinois in their championship game. They've got some quarterback problems, injuries. Obviously, Boise always has a little higher expectations. They don't want to be playing here in this bowl. They've been playing on New Year's Day bowls for a while. Northern Illinois, this guy's been in the MAC championship a couple years in a row. Not looking to avoid a 6-loss season. Brett Rippon, nice little quarterback for Boise. Freshman putting up almost 38 points a game. nephew of Mark Rypien, old Redskin guy. Obviously, he's got the clear edge here over Northern Illinois. As I said, listen, they lost their starter Hare. Their redshirt freshman backup goes out. Tommy Fiedler making his second career start. Tough spot. I'm going to say Boise by 10 here. I think, you know, the one guy looks better behind center than the other. In your GoDaddy Bowl, another fun little game, Georgia Southern, Bowling Green. Total sitting at 66. Bowling Green, touchdown, 7.5-point fave here. As always, I see that 7.5 or 3.5 for a fave. I always lean that way because I think they try to entice you with a dog with that extra half point. Definitely liking, I think the over could be a play here. Georgia Southern likes to run the ball. Put up 40 points 7 times. So they can put points on the board even with a big rush attack. I mean, the quarterback's thrown, you know, 130 passes all year. So they're not really going to be looking to burn you through the air. Bowling Green, on the other hand, prolific quarterback. Guy's got 4,700 yards passing, crushing it through the air. I mean, we've got receivers at the wazoo. Two totally different offenses meeting here. Like I said, got Johnson throwing 43 touchdown passes, just 8 picks. Bowling Green for me is the play here. And the only question is, you'd like to easily say, oh, it should be an easy over. I mean, Bowling Green's going to get their 40-something. But I don't know if Georgia Southern's going to put up their 20 to get us a total. So I'm more confident with Bowling Green as our podcast selection. Moving on. We'll roll right into the NFL. Week 15 NFL action. Starts with Tampa St. Louis. Now, might very well be the Rams' last game in St. Louis. Thursday nighter, crowd should be in it. Tampa last week couldn't get it done. Even with wild card aspirations, the Rams stick it to Detroit, and now they got a little playoff breath in their lungs. I like the over here. I think Tampa, Winston will be able to move around a little bit, even though the Rams got a nice little pass rush. Both teams going to be able to run the ball, I think. So the total was sitting at, I believe, 41 last I saw. So I'm going to lean to the over here on the podcast. Thursday night. Saturday night, Jets-Dallas. What is there to say? The world's going to be on the Jets. I'm going to join the world. I've lost too many times to count on Dallas without Romo. They can't win without Romo. 1-7. What else is there to say? They're going to try to run the ball. The Jets have one of the better rushing defenses. Fitzmagic is doing his thing back there. Ivory's a good running back. Marshall and Decker, two veteran receivers, should be able to take advantage of the Dallas secondary. Todd Bowles saying all the right things. And if I remember correctly, I really don't think having a Patriots on deck has bothered the Jets at all. 15-4 ATS road games before facing New England. So I don't think that's a problem for them. They need to win if they want to. They want to get in the playoffs. It's that simple. They can't worry about anybody else. You take care of your stuff and let the chips fall where they may. Chicago, Minnesota. Have we seen the real Minnesota? I threw him out as a free pick to Arizona. They got extra rest here. They covered that 10 easily. The line steamed up for whatever reason. I don't know why. We were on the Vikings there, and that cashed for us. That being said, I also had a big play on the Bears, which lost. I'm not blaming a missed field goal. Could have got us overtime. Redskins haven't been good on the road. Cousins a lot worse. I thought Cutler, Forte, Jeffrey, I thought we had a little thing going. Especially after I lost with the the Bears the week before with San Francisco, where they blew that game. Now, the last two times at home, Minnesota, 30-13 loses to Green Bay, 38-7 against smoke by Seattle. Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Do we put Cutler in that category? Seems the public likes Minnesota. I'm going to lean to the over here. I think the Bears are going to come out, throw the ball a little bit. And Cutler, he's feast or famine. And so we're either going to be turning the ball over and letting AP do his thing, a couple touchdowns, easy scores for the Vikings, some, you know, a couple turnovers contribute to 17 points, and it's 34-20. Or he's got some big plays, and this is a 34-30 game. We'll go over Chicago, Minnesota. Next up, Atlanta, Jacksonville. I was riding my high horse with Atlanta out in Vegas. Had them pegged to be a nice, easy over team. Right out the gate, 6 wins. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Are you kidding me? It's 3-point dogs here to Jacksonville. 6 straight losses. 7 of 8. The one win, 10-7. They couldn't even cover Tennessee on the road. I had them. Now they're off a whooping to Carolina, 38-0 on the road. Which is the only reason why I'm leaning Atlanta here. You lose 38-0. Totally abused. It's gut check time here. Let's man up, Atlanta. I'm taking up points with the Falcons. Houston Colts. Hasselbeck in. I'm taking Houston. I've been fading the Colts all year. We've been fading these guys all day long since they beat Jacksonville, 16-13. I had the Jags as a 4-point dog. So I'm done with the Colts. Again, they get blasted. Last week, my top 10 started on Jacksonville, 51-16. I wish all my games were that easy. Again, I just don't see them taking care of it here. Their quarterback situation, listen, you lose Luck, you go down. It's that simple. So we'll grab Texans. Lost at home to New England last week, so we're going to take them here to get to 500. And take control of that tough AFC South. Carolina Giants. I had Miami over the Giants on Monday night because my thing was Miami gets this one at home. Giants come back, knock off Carolina on Sunday. Now the Giants a win off Monday night, short week, undefeated Carolina, a physical team. I hear the talk. I know, listen, I'm in Jai country. It should be 10-2 if games are 58 minutes instead. Well, listen, they're not 58 minutes or 60 minutes. You can't close games. That's why I liked Miami. You can't run the ball. But that's Miami. That's why Miami's got an interim head coach, because they fired the guy. That's why they're 5-8. Now you got a 13-0 team. Pressure on, for sure. But you got to like the way these guys are playing. I mean, listen, I thought these guys were going to be bad last year. 3-8, they get in the playoffs, and they win. But they won like 18 straight games or something like that. Are you kidding me? Carolina moves to 14-0, and the 72 Dolphins are sitting around. What are they going to do with their lives if this happens? Tennessee, New England. No fan of laying big points like this. 14. But Gronk's back, isn't he? We got the Gronk. What else do you need? I know they're banged up. 50-5. The last 55 at home for the Pats. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't know last home game they lost as a 10-point fave to Philly? We'll take New England here. I don't want to. But, they're in a spot now with the Bengals, QB, Dalton banged up. Denver sitting at 10-3. They get this one. They need that home field. They want that home field. So if I'm picking a team to win, dog or favorite, I pick them to cover. Buffalo-Washington, interesting matchup. Again, I would have liked the Skins better if they'd lost last week. Home dog, Washington. What am I missing here? I got to take Washington. 4-3 at home. Cousin plays pretty good at home. This isn't a bad team. Actually, they are a bad team. What am I saying? They're 6-7, so they are a bad team. But a little puppy home dog, do we got faith in Rex Ryan to do something here? I don't know, Rex. We made this defense worse. Give me the Redskins. I'll take Washington as a 1-point home dog. Now, KC Baltimore. I love my KC. You know that. We're on KC all the time. 7.5 on the road. Baltimore. Who's starting this game? Who are they bringing off the street? Who are they bringing off the street to quarterback this bunch? They didn't call me. Not sure why not. They should have. Jimmy Clausen? Chiefs are picking off 2 passes a game of late. And I definitely don't like laying these points with the way Kansas City's playing, because you figure you get that letdowns coming. Little tight one. 7 straight wins for these guys. Be honest. The league is a pick-the-winner league. And do I have faith in Baltimore pulling out a win? And I think they're just packing it up now, looking for a good draft pick. Kansas City's looking for a wild card spot. I'll take Andy Reid here. Cleveland, Seattle. Now, Johnny Football catching him last week. Nice win at home, 24-10 over the Niners. Ending a 7-game losing streak. Now, this Seattle team pretty much turned it on of late. Even their loss at Arizona, they put up 32. 32, 29, 39, 38, 35. A pair of 30-something wins the last two times out. 29 and 31. I don't like Seattle. I want to take Cleveland. This game is so bad. Let's go over the 43. Simply because Russell Wilson's throwing the ball so well. And I think Manziel's going to do something. He'll get a couple scores. He'll do something flashy. Either throw a bomb or break something, or he's going to turn it over. So I'm going to go over here in Seattle. Green Bay, Oakland. I'm taking a pack. I'm not sold on Oakland. Green Bay gave up some rushing yards last week. But they need this game. And I think Oakland's still a year away. A little bit of growing pains. Nothing to be ashamed of. They got a 1-game lead over Minnesota. So I look for Green Bay to take care of business here. Denver, Pittsburgh. Believe it or not, as much as I like that Pittsburgh offense, I'm leaning Denver here. I don't know why. The total looks low, 45. I might have to lean Denver. I see that 6.5. I hear everybody saying, especially the Pittsburgh, Steelers can't win by a touchdown. They only got to win by a touchdown. Big Ben. Denver. Miami, San Diego. Where's Miami's motivation traveling cross-country on a short week loss? Or San Diego might have a little pride. Phillip Rivers show something. I don't like home teams giving less than 3. But I don't like dead fish in the water, or mammals for that matter, like the Dolphins coming across the country after a Monday night loss. Again, they could have easily won. Not easily, but they were in it to win. Cincy Frisco, Bengals a 4.5-point fave. So Dalton might come back. He's not totally done. He's definitely not playing this week, I don't think. I'm leaning Frisco. I know. Sean, what are you doing? For 2 losing weeks taking these crappy dogs. I know. But I can't buck my trends, man. Last 5 years, it's 65% my ugly dogs in December. So I'll take another one here. Arizona, Philly. 3.5. Home dog. Eagles. Redbirds. Listen, they're playing good, Arizona. But I'm actually taking home doggies here, Philadelphia. Monday night, not the best matchup. They can flex that Sunday night game, but definitely not a Monday night game. 4-9 Detroit, 5-8 New Orleans. Saints with some life last week hurt me. Detroit hurt themselves with the loss. Totals 51. Why not go over? Stafford and Breeze, they're just going to chuck it. Because let's be honest, who's watching this game? Your fantasy, your daily fantasy players, your gamblers. They want ratings. over Monday night, and that's where we're at. Now, next Wednesday, we'll be back because we've got the second wave of bowl games coming out. We cover everything up to next Wednesday night. And then after that, the ball really starts rolling. Christmas Eve, bowls. Then you got, what, a six-pack on Saturday, couple Monday, couple Tuesday. We got four games on Tuesday. I'm not going to do a show for that New Year's Eve, so I'll just do the rest of the bowl lineup. And there's a lot of games. It's going to be a long show. We're going to hit them all. So you don't want to miss next week's show. It'll be a barn burner because we're going to cover how many games? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30 bowl games. Plus, NFL. So it'll be a full, chock-full show next week. I don't think we're going to have a kid practice. I want to say 9 o'clock. We'll have to double-check. It might be a 9:30 release. We'll see how it goes. But we'll be back next Wednesday with the wrap-up of our bowl preview. And we'll speak to you then. Bye-bye.